Family certainly knows how to blow a hole in the sky, as you said,
on
New Year's.
That's insider trading information, Duke.
I love the fireworks show for New Year's. Nice job. Heading into our guest interview segment this morning, as we talk about the Chamber of Commerce and the Shop at Home campaign has come to a close with the exception of one more drawing to take place.
We have one more drawing, but I picked up the bin, so you can't turn your receipts in now, but we will have a drawing tomorrow. So,
how did it go?
It was actually super amazing. We had a lot of people turn in receipts. It was interesting to I'm just fascinated by people behavior. So I'm, for my own information, just a few people used the email. Most people still traditionally went and turned in their receipt at the bank location. So that's good. We did have a handful of people, but, we didn't have 10 people use the email. We just had a handful. So we're glad that was available and we're glad some people used it, but it'll be interesting to see where that goes. We had a lot of receipts turned in the Thane area. That was our biggest area. So kudos to the Mid Valley because they turned in the most receipts. So it's fascinating to see how people and where people and what people shop for, but good job. There was, well over $100,000 spent, wow. Just in retail.
Fantastic.
Well over $100,000, not quite $200,000, but anyway, so fantastic. A lot of money spent and people buying locally and way to go.
And so we'll do that final drawing tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow morning.
And we'll announce the winner of the $100 Chamber bucks.
Yeah, our last one for the holiday campaign. We'll kick off again next year right after Thanksgiving. So yeah, tune in next year for the Shop at Home campaign.
Sarah Hill with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce with us live in studio. So now we're in the new year. What's up and coming for the chamber?
We're in the new year. We have a bunch of exciting things planned. We're going to continue with our Better Business Conference. That'll be in November, so that's a long ways away. We'll have our annual business meeting coming right up, and we'll have some details about that here pretty quick. And that's just, where we get together and talk about the year and give the state of the chamber address and talk a little bit about some business things that are taking place. We're going to continue with our education series. That's what people keep asking for. So we'll have a networking and education series where about every quarter we have a class that people can come attend. We bring people in to talk about whatever our membership wants to learn about. So last year we focused a lot on finance. We focused on social media. We focused on how to create business plans and move forward your business, those sorts of things. So this year we've got some topics picked out and we're just going to kick that off and it's going to be great. In addition to that, we are going to kick off our Did You Know campaign with the South Lincoln Chamber of Commerce organization. And that's just basically, we want people to get to know where they live. So if you've got fascinating facts about where it is that you live and what you're doing, let us know. We're going to kick off just so people know. I mean, Lincoln County is pretty incredible. So one of the things we're going to focus on is just all the cool things we have here. So anyway, that will be kicking off. Excited about that. Lots of fun things taking place.
So Sarah, as you kind of answered this question just now with everything that the Chamber's doing this year, but as a business is now setting their goals or have already set their goals for the year 2020, why should they be part of the Chamber? Why is it important to join the Chamber of Commerce so that they can help, so that the Chamber can help them with those goals?
We have so many things that are happening right now. For a long time, the Chamber was sort of status quo, but right now we're building partnerships with Bridger Valley. We're building partnerships. Well, that's hard to say. With Sublette County, we have a unified working together with Lincoln County. There is a lot of opportunity as far as potentially having small-based businesses work together and do purchasing agreements so that they have more buying power, that sort of a thing that would help small business. And we're just laying the groundwork for that. So, for example, a sporting goods store in Kemmer might team up with a sporting goods store in Alpine, and together they could go to a big sporting thing and buy, 57 spinners where normally they would only buy 10, and then because
Bolt
they have
savings.
That, because they have that buying power, that sort of thing, because we have businesses, all small businesses are facing the same sort of challenges they're trying to keep up with the online marketing and the big store marketing. And so their buying power is decreasing. And we're looking at how we can make that more, I guess, doable for small business. And it works across the board. It doesn't matter if you're in, sporting goods or if you're in medical goods or if you're in, car parts, whatever. So we're trying to figure out a network to make that work. And that's kind of very exciting as far as I'm concerned, because, we like to see small business be successful. In addition to that, we have a partnership with the Wyoming Business Council and with the Small Business Development Center. So we can help, you have an idea of, I think this would be a really great business. And what do you do next? We have all of that set up. So through the Chamber of Commerce, because of our partnerships, you can have people come in and help you do a business plan and financing, and it doesn't cost you a dime, which is incredible. There's all of these programs statewide that we have access to, and we can just help you say, you know what, this is who you need to talk to. So if you're looking to start a business, same thing with growing your business. If you're trying to figure out how to get into a different market or expand your market, we have that sort of expertise just through the organizations and partnerships we have. So those sorts of things. And in addition to that, it's just fun. We have a good time. You know, we talk to our business membership and say what it is, you know, what can we help you with? Is there something? And if they give us a list and we just start, and I'm not saying I know a lot about that, I'm learning more, but I can go out and find information. I'm really good at that. So anyway, we do meet with our membership regularly about, you know, what it is we can help with. And really, we just want to see business be successful. That is the whole purpose of the Chamber of Commerce. We like to see business trends and study that information out and then just help wherever we can. So I always just tell people, let me know what you're doing and what you need help with, and I will figure something out. So that's just basically what we do.
Fantastic. So more details at StarValleyChamber.com as far as some of the events and membership and everything that goes into that. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
Just Happy New Year. We're excited for 2020. There's a lot of things taking place, and just, yeah, get out, have a good time, support local business, and just, I guess, have a great day.
Great. Thank you. Sarah Hale, the director of the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce, with us in studio. She mentioned those partnerships with the Kemmer, Diamondville, and Pritchard Valley Area Chambers of Commerce. We'll have those chambers on with us later this month as well. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network and the Weekday Wake Up.